Morning, 8:10 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze newspaper, comes out every Thursday, and she joins us for a preview or a taste of the paper. She literally every Thursday is the taste of Gulf Breeze news. Lisa, welcome back to the program.
Andrew, we have got a paper chock full of information this week. I mean, I don't know if we're going to be able to get to all of it, but of course, we're going to start with the election. What an amazing turnout. Voters really made their way to the polls. We almost had 80% of the voters cast their ballots in this election from a combination of early voting, mail-in voting, and voting on election day.
Wow.
So that's a huge turnout. They said that's about the biggest percentage they've had since 1968.
Wow.
So congratulations to all those people who worked really hard, poll watchers, people who worked the polls, Kathy Villain, of course. Great job. Great job.
You also have been covering the horrible murder suicides, the two on the same day that happened in Navarre. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Sheriff Johnson had a press conference because he wanted to talk about how this has been a spike. There's actually been four murder suicides within the last couple of months. And on November the 5th, there were actually two separate incidences. One where a couple had a murder suicide, another one where it appears a son murdered his parents in the bar. So terrible, terrible. But of course, the main takeaway of this is domestic violence is really spiking. If you are in a situation like that, there are resources. Look at the paper. We have got some information for how you can reach out to other people to protect yourself, prevent this from happening. And the tragedy is that, you know, it is preventable. We just need to make sure people know they do have options.
Most definitely. We saw that the Gulf Breeze Lady Dolphins did not win at the state title, but there's inside information about what happened?
It's so crazy because one of the girls who was hitting the playing, her ball hit the antenna.
Uh-huh.
And so it ended up on the outside, and so she hit the antenna on the kill attempt. The ball got down for a possible state championship winning point. But the line person on the Gulf Breeze High School side ruled that it hit the antenna, and then they gave the point to St. Thomas Aquinas.
Well, if it hits the antenna, it's out. If it hits the antenna, it's out. What happened that was weird?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you because it's very hard for me to understand that. But the ball ended up on the outside where Zoe Brown hit the antenna on a kill attempt. The ball got down for a possible state championship winning point. But the line person on Gulf Breeze High School side ruled that it hit the antenna, and the officials got together. Instead of the point going to Gulf Breeze, having the point replayed, they gave the point to St. Thomas Aquinas. So it was a stunner, absolutely heartbreaking situation. And so, very sad.
Okay, you also had
one of those things.
The Milton mayor working with the Girl Scouts. Is that right?
Yeah, so Mayor Heather Lindsay met with some Girl Scout troops to discuss democracy. And so she talked about, you know, what democracy is with some of these Girl Scouts. And they're also collecting food items for caring and sharing of South Santa Rosa County. You know, it's hard to believe because it's, 80 degrees. But Thanksgiving is coming up. Christmas is coming up. Caring and sharing always does a great job collecting food items, bicycles, toys, gifts for children at Christmas. And so they need cash donations, and they need food donations. And so the Girl Scout troops are working on that. So nice story about that and also learning about democracy.
Yeah, no, that's outstanding, of course. The county, of course, the local option sales tax failed. Therefore, the impact fees failed. And now the talk is, how do we fund things, right?
Well, there's still a whole list of things that need to be funded. Mm-hmm. They're talking about that boardwalk, of course, a lot of sewer issues, wastewater treatment plants, the boardwalk on Navarre Beach. Of course, there's still some money. They want to renew the American Rescue Plan money. Another controversy was that someone said that James Calkins, who is a lame duck on this commission, should not even be allowed to vote. They say that he has moved out of the area, and they don't want him to vote on anything else because they say he's disqualified. So what's going to happen with that? Of course, it won't be very long before they install the new county commissioner, so maybe it'll just be a moot point.
Yeah, I'm actually really interested to see if he shows up at the meeting today. He was not at the meeting on Monday. I'm curious if he shows up at the meeting today. I'm curious if he votes on anything or not today, because it'll be a little tempest in a teapot if it happens today, but I'm just kind of curious to see how that plays out. You guys also have the March-a-thon Saturday for the Gulf Breeze High Band. You've got a story about a guy who's collecting food for homeless dogs. The holiday parade has been canceled, but toys are still going to be collected?
Yeah, that was kind of a surprise to me because that, of course, is a mainstay in Gulf Breeze.
Yeah, we're always in that.
It's always happening. But the Chamber of Commerce has decided that they don't really have the manpower to continue to do it. And the city didn't have anyone at this stage of the game to take it over. So it's canceled at least for 1 year. But the Toys for Tots that they usually collect along the parade route, they will have boxes set up so that you can collect toys in. One of them is inside Gulf Breeze News, but we have a list of all the other locations.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, that's really important for all those kids who depend on the Toys for Tots toy drive.
Absolutely.
So if you can help out, pick up a toy, bring it by our office or one of the other locations, and we will make sure it gets to the right people.
Hey, I do have one other quick question for you, but hang on for me for a second, Lisa. We're talking to Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
We've got a new accident to let you know about. Vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock on Fairfield Drive and Pace Boulevard. That one just happened and popped up. Also, we're still dealing with the accident on Highway 29 and Neal Road. The 18-wheeler was involved on that, and the northbound on Highway 29 is still closed. Also, I-10 eastbound, you're going to expect about a 45-minute delay from, 9 Mile all the way through Highway 29. So just know about that. Also, railroad closings to let you know about. 10 Mile, East Roberts Road, Kingsfield, Old Kim Strand. Those railroad crossings are still closed right now at this moment, so plan an alternate route.
And Olive is open now.
Yes.
That's good, yeah.
I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Very good. Very good, John. Thanks. And if you want to keep up on that on our Facebook page, we keep updating all of the information about the road closures or the crossing closures for CSX. Back to Lisa for just a quick question. Obviously, you ran for state senate. You did not win. You know, Don Gates beat you. But my phone has been blowing up since the Matt Gates announcement. But I realized this morning that all of the people that I have been talking to are all the local Republicans. And there's like 30 of them that are all possible candidates. On the Democrat side, you may be more in touch with these folks. I mean, they're gonna get beat in the general election, I would assume. But do you know anything? Has anybody talked to you about who might even be running on the Democrat side, or will the Democrats even field a candidate? Do you know?
Oh, absolutely. Gay Vellamont has been. She expected that Matt Gaetz was going to be ousted from the Congress because of these election or because of his allegations against him.
Mm-hmm.
So she was prepared. She's already been prepared to mount a special election campaign.
Okay. All right. I guess that makes sense.
She will definitely be running.
Okay. Very good. Interesting. All right, Lisa, that's anybody else, or is she going to run? I mean, I don't even know if there'll be a Democratic primary, but do you know of anybody else, or is she kind of the only one?
I think Gay is pretty much the selection.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Which that makes perfect sense. So thank you for that. Lisa Newell, publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. As always, thank you for the great information. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Oh, and we don't see you in the breeze?
Oh, I forgot to say it.
I feel like I was cheated. Bye. 819 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a car that needs to be worked on and it's an import, you might think you've got to go to the dealership because only they know their cars. That's not true. There's actually a federal law that protects you in being able to go to anywhere that does service because, you know, they used to kind of rope you into having to go to them and pay more for it, and that's just not the case anymore. That means decades it's been on the books. But if you've got a Beamer, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, a Lexus, good quality cars, well, you don't have to go pay more at the dealership. drive the distance, pay the gas, inconvenience, all of that, you can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and also on Highway 29 across from the Walmart. You got a Chevy, a Ford, a domestic. They work on those too, of course. Diesel engines, gas engines, yes and yes. Fleet even, not just your own personal vehicle, but if you have a company that's got more than one, GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, Enterprise Fleet Management, they work on multiple cars. So if you have a business and you've got, a fleet to take care of, Bobby Likas Auto Service. They work on those. CarClinicService.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car, is the idea to see you for the little things to prevent the big things. So that saves you money. Bobby Likas Auto Service, two locations. Again, on Highway 29 across from the Walmart and on the classic location on Davis Highway.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposit, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign then drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport. Don't miss the return of sign then drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the sign-in drive sales event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Pour Downy in the rinse change.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
I'd hit it again because that shot was a defining moment. And when a defining moment comes along, you define the moment, or the moment defines you.
So for about 18 seconds, I had a pretty good, not quite conspiracy theory, but wingnut view of this whole Matt Gaetz for Attorney General and what that means for Congressional District Seat 1. Because here was my theory. We're going to have God knows how many Republicans vying for this seat. At least four or five obvious names. Michelle Salzman, Frank White, Ashton Hayward, James Utmeyer, the guy from Walton County, the superintendent, it's just not a name I even really know. I think I mentioned all the main ones. Beyond that, I've got a list of about 30 people. But the thought had occurred to me, what if Democrats don't run a candidate? Because they can't win. They can't win. You know that. They cannot win. The only chance is that they get low turnout because it's a special election. And then they can manage to get their people motivated to turn out Republicans. But they can't win. Come on. There's no chance, right? I'm just as a political realist, okay? But my thought was, okay, so if you realize you can't win, is it better to run a candidate that loses? Or is it better to not run a candidate and keep the election open so that you can then pick amongst the Republicans the person you like? Now, probably there'd be some ghost or a write-in something else would happen, or somebody'd run as an NPA just to close. I'm not saying it could be done, but for 18 seconds until I talked to Lisa Newell and she said that Gay Valamont is going to run, I thought, this could be more different than what we're expecting. So We'll see. 8:25 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
We've got an accident on West Fairfield Drive and North Pace Boulevard. It's a vehicle crash with injuries and it's causing some major delays in the area. Also, I-10 eastbound from 9 Mile all the way through Highway 29 and even past that. We're seeing some major delays, maybe about a 45 to an hour minute delay. Also, we've got some closed railroad crossings. 10 Mile, East Roberts Road, Kingsfield, and Old Kimstrand are closed still. So just plan your way around that and add like an extra 45 minutes to an hour to your commute if you have to roll through those areas. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. And by the way, just let me make this last pitch for what I prefer our electoral system worked as here in Florida. I would love to see a runoff like the nonpartisan races. You know, let's say there's 10 Republicans in this race. I mean, it could be more, it could be less, but let's say there's 10. I would love to see us pick top two and then have an election between those top two. You know, because ultimately what I want is I want the people to make a decision, and only the Republicans making the decision. That's not the world I prefer to live in. I think the person who sits in the office ought to represent a majority of the voters who showed up on election day. And that can be true, but it would be even more true. It's the same reason why I favor like instant runoff voting or ranked choice voting. The ideal of democracy is that the most people feel as much represented as can possibly be made to happen. And that is just not done in this system. The system we have right now does not accomplish that result. 437-1620, 437-1620. But I am sure there would be Republican activists who would make themselves writing candidates just to close the election. I'm sure of it. And I'll yell and scream about how bad that is, and then nothing will change about that in particular. Let's get to David first, because I have something I want to share with you we haven't talked about yet at all today. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, alcohol abuse could be curbed by weight loss and diabetes drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. A new study out of Sweden finds that alcoholics on those medications had a lower risk of hospitalization. That study was published in the journal JMA Psychiatry. Linkin Park is kicking off a big tour in Texas in April. The recently reunited band's tour is going to hit a lot of the bigger markets, Chicago, Baltimore, Los Angeles, that type of thing. Their tour is set to wrap up next September. Of course, if you're not a Linkin Park fan, does it even matter? And, sorry, Linkin Park joke. The Gulf Breeze Zoo, yeah.
I'm with you. I'm tracking you.
The Gulf Breeze
and I'm
Zoo.
Not, so it's fine.
The Gulf Breeze Zoo has a new resident, Andrew, just in time for the holiday season.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Oh,
God.
Oh, God. The zoo
can
says
I log in protest? It is not Christmas time yet. I know it's the perfect song. Go on, tell them what's going on.
I pass over the perfect song for this.
You really could have.
The zoo says one of their Nile hippos named Cleopatra gave birth to a baby recently. The male calf is named Shibuzo. Both are said to be in excellent condition. They're currently on exhibit. You can see Cleopatra and Shibuzo from the zoo's Safari Express.
You got me. I got nowhere to go now. I've got nothing to put on top of that.
I should have ended with my failed Linkin Park joke.
No,
right?
I don't mind. Either way, it's all good. David Wayne, thanks so much for the update. We have not talked about this really at all today, but Trump and Biden did meet yesterday and talked for purportedly 2 hours. The beginning was jovial, genial.
Mr. President-elect and former president.
Thank you.
Donald, congratulations.
Thank you.
And looking forward to having, like we said, a smooth transition. Do everything we can to make sure you're accommodated, what you need. And we're going to get a chance to talk about some of that today. So,
good.
Welcome back.
Insert awkward handshake here. Mumble, mumble, mumble. Mics are never in the right position for these events. I don't understand why that thought was a problem. But Biden basically promising that we'd have a good, smooth transition. Trump.
Thank you very much. And politics is tough. And it's, in many cases, not a very nice world. But it is a nice world today. And I appreciate it very much. A transition that's so smooth, it'll be as smooth as it can get. And I very much appreciate that, Jim.
You're welcome. Thank you all.
Pick me. I got something I want to ask. Pick me. Ah. And they just sat there smiling because we're not answering these questions. I'm a member of the media. My people, I'm embarrassed in my people a lot. I am. You know, we all want to pretend that we're like right on the verge of being Walter Cronkite, you know, or Edward Murrow. But I think if truth is told, there's an awful lot of people in my industry that are right on the edge of being the guy they just hired at TMZ to do the ambush reporting on the street. In the scale between those two extremes, there's an awful lot of people in my industry that are closer to the TMZ end than they're closer to the Walter Cronkite end, if we're being fair.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. The Trump trifecta. Republicans regain control of the House, 218 to 208. And the Senate and White House. House Speaker Mike Johnson tells Fox about the president-elect's visit.
We talked for a short period of time about the agenda going forward and how we have to do this in a bicameral fashion. We need the House Republicans and the Senate Republicans to be in lockstep on exactly the same page, and we will be.
The first challenge for the new Senate leader, John Thune, is getting the Trump nominee for Attorney General firebrand Matt Gaetz confirmed, Democrat Senator John Fetterman.
The interesting answers are going to come from my colleagues on the GOP that are going to vote or justify voting for that mess.
Gaetz has resigned his House seat. That cancels the House ethics investigation into drugs and sex with a minor that Gaetz denies. And Florida Governor DeSantis setting up a special election for the Gaetz House seat. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 70 degrees and partly cloudy skies, an absolutely gorgeous morning right now in Pensacola and across the area. Senators reacting to President-elect Trump's nomination of Northwest Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy says he is a bit concerned about the pick.
This feels like a red alert moment for democracy. There are a lot of people, both my colleagues in the Senate and voters in this country, who didn't believe Trump when he said that he was going to turn the Department of Justice into an arm of the White House.
Now, Florida Republican Marco Rubio, Trump's selection for Secretary of State, says he believes Gaetz is going to do a good job if he's confirmed by the Senate. Just hours after being tapped for the Attorney General nomination, Gaetz submitted his immediate resignation from the House. Speaker Mike Johnson said that move will allow Florida voters to pick a replacement before the new Congress begins. Tropical Storm Sarah is now expected to form in the Caribbean soon. That storm projected to deliver life-threatening conditions to Central America and then potentially head into the Gulf of Mexico. The National Hurricane Center warning residents along Florida's Gulf Coast to watch the forecast as that storm could potentially hit the U.S. sometime next week. Well, President-elect Trump has also picked former Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard as his director of national intelligence. In a statement yesterday, Trump said Gabbard fought for the U.S. and freedoms of all Americans over two decades. Trump said she has support from both parties, as she once ran for the Democrat presidential nomination but is now a proud Republican. Looks like Rick Scott's bid for Senate Majority Leader came to an end yesterday. South Dakota's John Thune is going to be the new leader of the Senate Republicans. Scott was eliminated yesterday in the first-round ballot. That left Thune and Texas's John Cornyn, who faced off in a secret vote. Thune will now replace Mitch McConnell, who's stepping aside as the Republican leader. There is increasing support for a proposed expansion of Highway 98 near Destin. FDOT recently releasing a study that includes a vision for an expansion to six lanes. It would be from the Okaloosa Island Pier to the East Pass Bridge and include a rebuilding of the bridge.
With US 98, the key concern right there is congestion. Obviously, we have several parts of the corridor that have seen an uptick in traffic in recent years.
That's Ian Satter with FDOT. He says the extra lanes of traffic would be good, but he really believes adding bicycle and pedestrian lanes to the road would really help to prevent fatal accidents there. Data from the FDOT study showed that part of 98 is one of the most deadly stretches of the road. Some bad news for our friends across the state line. Alabama was ranked as one of the most difficult states to find a job. That's based on a study from financial website WalletHub. It looked at all 50 states across 30 key indicators of job market strength and economic health. Alabama came in 38th of 50. The state was given low marks for its economic environment. According to the list, New Hampshire was considered the best state to be looking for a job. The Escambia Sheriff's Office building that new Law Enforcement Memorial Plaza sometime next year. The plaza will be built in front of the Sheriff's Office and expand their current memorial. The Sheriff's Office says it'll allow for bigger gatherings, events, and moments of reflection. They're expecting a public groundbreaking sometime in early January. And it's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Well, we've got a lot of issues going on right now. We've got a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock. First responders are now on the scene at Fairfield Drive and North Pace Boulevard. That's causing some major delays there. Also, Highway 29 and Neal Road is a vehicle crash with injuries. First responders are on the scene. They're trying to move that off to the side of the road, but it involves an 18-wheeler, and northbound lanes are still pretty much blocked. Also, railroad closings that are closed right now are 10 Mile, East Roberts Road, Kingsfield, Old Kim Strand are the railroad crossings that are closed right at this moment. So just pack your patience around that. Also, I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29 through that construction zone. It's a very slow-moving parking lot, so just plan some extra time for that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We will have showers and thunderstorms ending as you go through your morning. High today near 77 degrees with some sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping with some dry air near 55 degrees. As you go into Friday, sunny skies, high near 72. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 53. Keeping sunshine around through Saturday with a high near 72 and a low near 56. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, 70 in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze 68 reported in Milton. And your money now. This morning, our markets are not a big change, but up a little bit. The Dow is up 60 points at 44.19. The S&P up just over 6 points at 59.92.33. NASDAQ is up 38.5 points at 19.269. Our 10-year bond rate down at 4.412%. Gold prices are down 18.50 this morning at 25.68 even. Silver prices down 34 cents, make that 33 cents now, at 30.32. And taking a look at our cryptocurrency conditions this morning, Bitcoin is sitting at $91,033.93. That's up 471 this morning. Looks like the rest of the Bitcoin, or the rest of the crypto market, rather, is a little bit mixed, a few up, a few down. But it looks like the majority are up at least a little bit, kind of following Bitcoin's lead. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, laying off workers for the second time this year. An estimated 325 employees were let go on Wednesday. That's about 5% of their workforce. Betting platform Polymarket is calling an FBI raid on its CEO's home an obvious political retribution for predicting Donald Trump's election victory. The FBI reportedly raided the Manhattan home of CEO Shane Copeland on Wednesday, taking his phone and other electronic devices. The Justice Department is investigating the company for allegedly allowing U.S. customers to make trades on the platform, violating restrictions. And genetic testing company 23andMe says they're cutting 40% of their workforce. That's about 200 jobs. The company warned this week that it has substantial doubt about its ability to keep operating. 8:38, your next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802? Crosstrek starting at $25,262, or a Forester starting at $29,378. You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
People still trying to digest this election. And people are celebrating other people, are wondering what went wrong.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 after Pep Talk.
One of the questions is legacy media. Because it's the same talking
same
points.
It is, yeah.
And that for a lot of people, it really doesn't matter to them anymore.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
What day is today? National Pickle Day. National Pickle Day today. So this leads me to two questions. John, you ready? Meg, you ready? 437-1620.
I'm ready.
All right. Question number one, dill or sweet?
None. You need to do a none.
Come.
Oh, no, John.
I don't like no pickles.
So disappointing.
Do you also not like them with bad grammar? Is that the...
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get, you know.
You don't like any pickles?
No.
You never get pickled?
Have you never tried them?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. So it's just a thing
I can't talk about it on the air, but... I don't want my mom mad at me.
You have to now.
No, I just don't want my mom mad at me.
Okay, so sweet or dill, neither one for you.
No.
And you've tried them both.
I have.
Okay, all right. All
many
right.
Times.
So I guess the second question doesn't apply to you. I was going to ask shape, because you have whole, sphere, sliced, or relish. Right? Are kind of your alternatives.
Sliced.
Yeah. You don't really, but your opinion doesn't matter.
Well, thanks. I really do appreciate that. I mean, right. I can feel the love in the room.
437-1620. Meg?
I absolutely love bread and butter pickles.
What is that?
You never had bread and butter pickles?
I just said no.
Oh, my gosh. Where have you lived?
Southern
delicacy. I mean, my parents made.
Well, that's
bread
why
and
I've
pickles.
Only lived here 10 years. What is bread and butter pickle? What does
it
mean?
They can either be they're chips, like little cucumber chips, and bread and butter. It's like kind of a sweet and sour flavor, but it's very unique flavor.
It's a mixture of different things.
Yeah,
it's like a pickle cocktail or something, like fruit cocktail.
Not
like
really,
a...
I don't even know. This is never one's ever asked me to describe the taste of it, but. My family
that's
used
what I'm
to
here
make
for.
Them. You know, we used to make them because you take the cucumbers and you cut them up, and then you have to season them, and then there's a whole stewing process, and then you can them and
okay.
jar them and all that good stuff. But yeah, bread and butter pickles are the best.
Well, look, is it more of the sweet, more of the dill, or is it just a mixture?
It's a little more of the sweet. It's not really a dill flavor.
So I used to, when I was a kid, I hated dill pickles, hated them, loved the sweet pickles. As an adult, my tastes have matured. And I can't remember the last time that I had sweet pickles. Maybe on a relish, but I don't put relish in anything. So,
I think you'd like bread and butter. If you like dills, you probably would like bread
and
butter.
I like lots of flavors. So, you know, if it's an interesting, strong flavor, I'm usually going to be in for it. 437-1620, National Pickle Day. What's your preference? Dill or sweet or this fictitious unicorn bread and butter pickle thing, whatever
now.
It is.
Hey, now. I know there's a listener out there.
I'm sure
that's
there's
with
a lot.
Me.
I'm sure they're all like, "Oh God, Andrew, you're such a northerner." Guilty. I mean,
it's a southern thing. I never thought about it because it's just been a part of my whole life.
Can you buy them at Piggly Wiggly?
You can buy them anywhere.
Oh, see, there you go.
Publix, Walmart, Piggly Wiggly, Winn-Dixie.
I have never seen them at Walmart, but I will keep
an
eye out for sure.
Andrew?
All the places.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so 437-1620.
Yes, let's
oh, my God, these texts. Okay, let's see. There's this is actually just a fact note. Where is that at? I don't know. Dill and fried. Oh, I forgot fried. What's wrong with me?
I don't know.
See, but the fried pickles, that's a whole different food group. Now you're talking just fried food. But you're right. Okay, you're right. The fried pickle is... Oh, now I'm so hungry. This is so terrible. My all-time favorite is Famous Dave's sweet and spicy pickles. Oh, those are so good, too. We don't have Famous Dave's here. Famous Dave's is a wonderful barbecue chain. And a little expensive, but best cornbread. If you like sweet cornbread, I do. I know. It's northerner. Excellent ribs. Anyway, Famous... Now I'm super hungry. we don't have Famous Dave's here, right? We don't. 99% sure. Anyway, bread and butter pickles sliced, great on sandwiches.
Yes, sir.
Sweet Polish dill pick. I almost said polish. What's wrong with me? Sweet Polish. I love those polished dills, you know?
Nice and shiny.
Thank you. well, they are. Pickles are shiny. 437-1620. Oh, somebody sent me a picture. These are Greek? Russian? What is that? I can't tell what those letters are. It's Cyrillic of some sort. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Still dealing with the accident on Fairfield Drive and North Pace Boulevard. It's still saying roadblock there, but then seeing some delays. I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29, and even through the construction zone, you're seeing some major delays. Also, railroad crossings that are closed right now, 10 Mile, East Roberts Road, Kingsfield, Old Kim Strand, are all closed right now. So if you have to go through those areas, plan another additional 30, 45 minutes of travel time.
At best.
Yeah, I was being very conservative. But other than that, traffic. Oh, Highway 29 in Neal's Road. We've got an accident there. It's in the clearing stages, but we're still seeing some traffic delays if you're going northbound on 29.
Yeah, if you want to get anywhere this morning in that area, what you need to do is go ahead and leave yesterday.
Sorry. Yes, I mean, we started. Yes,
yeah.
You're right.
I did get a note, and this is totally off the frivolous topic, but I did get a note in from Alex Andrade. He said that he has already called the Department of Transportation secretary about this nonsense with CSX, and this whole fiasco is insane. They should have coordinated and had a maintenance of traffic plan. FDOT is working on it now. He says inexcusable Highway 90 was severed, right? Which is, he's absolutely right about that. That won't solve these problems for now, I wouldn't think. But this may give us some lead in 8 years when this happens again. I'm expecting that maybe we wind up doing it better. So, great. You know, we'll see. I have no expectation that anything will change. But hey,
we
maybe.
Thank him for doing it.
But you
got
to try. You got to try. Okay, so back to the question of the day, which is it's National Pickle Day. So what kind of pickle do you like? Do you like the sweet? Do you like the dill? Do you like this mixture bread and butter category? Somebody says bread and butter pickles. Is a category unto itself that's neither sweet nor dill. It's mild in flavor in general. Somebody here says, oh, this is the best text yet. I relish these daily topics.
Oh, but I'm
there
pumped.
You go. All right.
Good line.
Just you wait for the next writer's strike, and I'm sure you'll be in line. All options, including Wickles. What's Wickles? Is that a misspelling or is that a real thing? Wickles?
I have no idea.
Okay,
I've not heard of that.
Sweet and spicy, crunchy, tangy, so good. They're talking there about the B&B. Lots of bread and butter pickle support for you, Meg. See, I just assume this is a thing I don't know because I'm not from the South, which I love. I mean, I'm a big fan of Southern
food. I will
food.
Bring you a jar tomorrow.
Look at that. I frivolous topicked my way into free food.
Yes. You have to experience this. You are missing out.
Ghetto bread and butter pickle. Use hamburger dills. Empty some juice and add sugar. Let them steep. That is the right spelling. Yes, well done. They're sold everywhere. Dave's sweet heated bread and butter pickles. Oh, my God. bread and butter pickles. I grew up in Northern Illinois, and Dad made those all the time. Oh, I love that. I've led a sheltered life. Well, we knew that's true. raised on the commune like I was. Let's see.
That explains a lot.
Wickles are wicked pickles. Oh, it's a brand. Okay, that's learning so much. Holy crap, guys. How can you not know about this massive wreck on the 10 freeway? No. Yeah, I know. We're talking about it all morning. Let's see. Like them all but agree, bread and butter pickles. Bally's Farmer Market has the best, or is it Bailey's? Bailey's, sorry. Ritz cracker with peanut butter and a bread and butter pickle. Oh, no, we're not. Okay. I love the innovation. You know, what can you do with a pickle? Because there's so many. I mean,
true.
So many different. Oh, okay.
Or pickle combinations of things.
only because I'm going to indulge myself for a moment. I did something the other day on a total lark, and it turned out to be so good. I had some pastrami in the fridge. I got out of it. It was a pretty big piece of pastrami. I rolled a dill spear and sauerkraut and mustard. I heated up the pastrami, and then I rolled it like a roll, so no bread, with dill pickle, sauerkraut, and mustard, and ate it like a hot dog.
Oh, it's so good.
Is that a northern thing?
No, I'd never heard of it in my life, but I tried it because I was hungry and I didn't want to eat any bread, and I thought, I'll try this. Mm-hmm. That's getting made again, I'm just telling you. Let's see, 437-1620, we're getting Wickles, we're getting Aunt B's, we're getting I-10 as a parking lot headed west. and so lots of participants. I love it. I didn't give my answer. I like all pickles. Pickles
are
good.
You like all pickles?
Yeah, I do. Okay. But I prefer the dill. And just for functional practicality, I do like the sliced because you can put them on
versus
more things.
Versus the spear.
Versus the spear. But either way, especially the spicy ones, those are good too. Like all the pickles are good. I love all the pickles equally, including even the ones I haven't tried yet. All right. Uh-oh. 850 here on News Radio 92.3, informative. I feel like that's an adverse sound clip for me. If you're thinking about buying,
yeah,
if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth, Leavenrinky Realty can help you with that. And look, they sold 175 homes last year. They're on track to sell about that same number this year. And what that means is they have experience and current experience in the market with lots of repetitions, meaning solving problems, averting problems, getting you all the way to the closing, knowing what's normal. Insurance has suddenly, it's crazy, but insurance has suddenly become a huge part of the real estate business because you don't know if you're going to be able to get insured. Are you going to have to replace that water heater or that AC or that roof to get insured? Should the seller have to share the cost or pay all the cost for that? Like, those are all things that you want to know if you're selling or buying a home, and they can help you with all of that stuff. So get a good expert real estate agent who can help you through the whole process with excellent experience. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinky Realty.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You gonna walk out on me? You don't walk out on me. I walk out on you.
Good morning, 8:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I know somebody's going to want to know this. That's the band Moving Pictures. The title is Never from the Footloose soundtrack. So if you like, you feel like you recognize it, but you're not sure. That's kind of where that one sounds like an 80s soundtrack song, doesn't it? This is called a montage. Oh, man. I suddenly have my Team America World Police flashbacks. 437-1620. Hey, thank you so much to everybody who's texting us in about traffic updates and about the railroad closures, making sure that we're up to speed so we can tell everybody else, because this has been it's been a special nightmare. It really has this whole week, and it will not be over yet, but it is moving farther north. And so, you know, I'm very concerned about what is going to happen to these one route in and out neighborhoods. Like, particularly, you've got Woodbury Circle, because there's, what, about 100 homes back in there that are all, and a business, that are all entirely accessed by that one crossing. And then Beckslake, the east side of Muskogee Road, that's basically you don't think of it as a dead end, but it's basically a dead end road with everything that's back in behind there. What's supposed to happen is they're supposed to build temporary crossings so that you can drive around and go around on the temporary crossing. Hopefully that happens. I've been told that at Beckslake they were doing that. So, I mean, you can't just trap people in their homes for a day and a half or 2 days. And Quintet, if I didn't mention this, is not supposed to close. So that, I'm sure, will make a lot of you happy in the North End. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
Well, if you're traveling on I-10 westbound right around the Davis Highway, if you're coming from Scenic to Davis Highway, it's basically a parking lot starting around Davis Highway entrance and going. It's basically just a standstill from what I understand. Also, I-10 eastbound seeing some major delays from 9 Mile all the way through Highway 29, and even it's getting even closer to Davis. So just be aware of that, about a 30-45 minute delay there. Also, 10 Mile, East Roberts Road, Old Kim Strand, those are all, and Kingsfield, are all closed railroad crossings, and they're still closed. So just make your way around that. I know you're going to be late somewhere, but at least add an extra 30-45 minutes to your commute.
And they're putting about a day. They're usually closed for
about
a day.
Which is really good.
Yeah, so I would anticipate, hopefully, fingers crossed, you know, Kingsfield and Old Kemstrand being reopened tomorrow morning, hopefully. And then they'll move north from there. What else was I going to talk about? Yeah, I forget what it was. Something came into my head and then went straight out of it. 437-1620, 437-1620. Of course, the big news of the day, in case you're just joining and haven't heard it, President Trump has tapped Matt Gaetz, our local congressman, to be the Attorney General of the United States. And the short version of this story that I think is interesting is I would not think he can get Senate confirmation. I don't think he'll get Senate confirmation. There's just too many senators that don't like him, too many politicians that don't like him, wouldn't want, you know, for all the different, and, you know, they might have questions about some of the allegations against him as well with this report that's supposed to come out, even though the ethics investigation is moot now that he's resigned his seat. I just think it'd be a hard road for him to get confirmed. But he may not have to get confirmed. Trump can make him as a recess appointment and then maybe never even try for confirmation and just let him be in there for 2 years until, again, the rumors are that he would want to run for governor. Whether that comes to pass or not, I do not know. I have long been skeptical about that rumor, and I've not asked him personally to know, but I've long thought that, like all of my political people, they're like, oh, no, he's definitely run for governor. And I'm like, okay, if you say so. But, you know, this is very interesting because he would be very much the outsider at the Department of Justice. He'd be there to, you know, swing the sword and, you know, end people's careers and move people out and clean up the gunk, you know, end the deep state at the Department of Justice. And he certainly has been on the receiving end of adverse treatment from, just like President Trump has been. So reformers or, you know, Republicans are very excited. Some of them, some people are like, what in the world? This makes no sense. Kind of like the Pete Hegseth, you know, nomination. Like, what in the world is going on here? That makes no sense. And then Democrats are losing their minds. So it's, you know, it's kind of par for the course when it comes to Trump, right? There's even, by the way, some people have this theory that, no, you've got this all wrong, Andrew. The Democratic report was going to come out. The House report was going to come out, and it was going to be very bad for Matt. And this is a last favor of Trump for him that he knows he's not going to get confirmed, and it's just like a temporary way to let him be out of the office. I don't think so. I just don't think that's likely. But, you know, a week will tell. And then you have this whole question of now who's going to run for that House seat, you know, and the top names on this list, I think on most people's list, are, you know, Michelle Salzman, Frank White, Nathan Boyles is a name I hear quite a bit, Ashton Hayward, maybe D.C. Reeves, maybe Marcus Chambers from Okaloosa County, maybe James Uthmeyer, and maybe Don Gates. We'll see.